The first reading for today was from the book of St. Paul to the Romans, the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 7, verse 15 to the beginning of verse 25. And in this reading, Paul struggles with this problem of doing and wanting to do the right thing, but ending up doing the wrong thing. Because he starts off for saying, "For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do." And this, in a way, should be a word of hope and encouragement for us all. Because even the great Apostle Paul struggled. Struggled in life to do the right thing. The good that he wanted to do, at times he didn't do. And yet the very bad that he hated to do, he ended up doing. And I think that really what he's talking about is he's talking about the old nature that we're all born with and the new born again and spirit-filled nature, which is who we are in Christ. And it has to do with, which one do you live out of? I was saying today in church, and it's wonderful, it's the first day back to church. And yes, it's not like we know it. It's not what we're familiar with. It is different with social distancing. But we were in, and we were able to hear each other taking part in the service. And that's wonderful, truly wonderful. But it's different. It's not the same. And you see, Paul is talking about this difference. You see, we do these things. We live in the world. We have to live in the world. But is our identity in the world? Is where we see ourselves as being? Now, at the same time, we are people of faith. But our faith may be different. And obviously, as Jesus says, is that he gives us the same measure of faith. And so we all have the same faith of Jesus. But we don't all use it the same way. Or we don't all have the same trust and faith in it. And belief that it'll work. And so we're like babes. Babes who are learning. Learning how to talk. Learning how to walk. Learning how to grow up. And that takes time, as we know about little babies. They don't instantaneously become adults. It takes 18 years by our society. You're not an adult until you're 18. So it's a long period of time. It's a process. And so all of us as people of faith, as believers in the church, we're on a journey. And we're learning and we're growing. But just in the same way as in life, we all are here because we got out of bed, and presumably we wear different clothes in bed than what we are wearing in here. And we will have got washed and we will have got dressed and we would have made choices. Choices as to what we wear. And we're making choices every day of our life. And so what Paul's talking about here in Romans chapter 7, is that we are faced with a choice as to what we do and how we live, whether we live according to our old nature of doing the things that we hate, or whether we choose to live according to the Spirit of God and to walk in the way that Jesus walked and to live in the way that Jesus lived. And it's a choice. But it's not a choice that's made ka-ching on such and such a date I did, but it's a choice that we make every single day and multiple times in the day. We choose either to show people grace and love, or we choose to fight back and be bitter and nasty and awkward and twisted. The wonderful thing in all of this, and I know it's not in this reading, but the wonderful thing is that whenever Jesus died on the cross, he paid for the sins of the whole world, every single one of them. And whenever we fall and fail, whenever we get it wrong, and we say the wrong thing, and we're not gracious, and we're not responding out of love, God's already forgiven us. And praise God that He has. Because that with it brings a wonderful freedom. Freedom in that we don't condemn ourselves as much as we used to. Now some people may say, but that freedom then means I can do whatever I like because God's already forgiven me. And there's an element of that that is true. There is an element of that that is true. You can. But let me introduce you to this little truth. And the little truth is that God loves you. I've been speaking on this a lot lately. But God loves you. And I've said to you and I've challenged you to allow God to love you and to receive His love. Because if you can truly tap into, believe and receive and feel, perhaps, although I'm hesitant to use that word, but feel the love of God, and you receive His love for you, when you truly love someone who loves you, or you get to that point where you realize that somebody really loves you and you fall in love with them, you want to please them. You want to do what they would want you to do. You want to change. And the wonderful thing is that we don't have to change. And what I mean by that is it's not something that we do to change. But what happens is that whenever we receive the love of God, He changes us from the inside out, because His love comes into us, into our heart, into our body, into our very being. And that love that is God, for He is love, is what actually changes us. And it's like effortless change, because it's not something that I'm having to do. It's not something you're having to do. But He changes you, and you find yourself being more gracious. You find yourself being more loving, because the graciousness that you're showing is His grace. And the love that you're showing is His love. And so therefore, yes, you can. What Paul says does allow you to go and do whatever. But if you truly have come to know God, who is love, and you've truly come to experience and to receive His love, you'll not want to do whatever you want to do. You'll only want to do what He wants you to do. And that is what Christianity is really about. And you see, there's a passage that we read as well from Matthew. Matthew chapter 11. And in that passage, it talks about entering into His rest. Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And come to me and you will find rest." Because you see, the wonderful truth is that whenever we realize that He is love and He loves us, and we receive His love and we respond to His love, we will find rest. Rest because we're not having to change. We're not having to try and to do or not to do. We're just loving Him because He loves us. And as we love Him because He loves us, He changes us by His nature into His nature. And that is wonderful. And so Paul here is talking about why is it that the good that I want to do, I don't do, and the bad that I don't want to do, I do. It's because he's talking about when he was focused on his position before Christ. Or he's talking about not being focused upon Christ, upon Jesus. Because you see, the wonderful truth is that whenever we focus on Jesus, whenever we focus on Him who is love, then we change. we change because he changes us. So if you're finding yourself doing the thing that is wrong, if you're finding yourself struggling with how you live, the answer is easy and simple. And that is to lift your eyes and look to Jesus. Is to realize what he has done and who he is. Is to learn from him and to rest in him. Because he has come. He is Lord. He is God. And he will help you. Because he loves you. And so therefore, I would encourage you to walk according to the Spirit. As much as you can, as much as you're able, as you, yes, submit to him, and but more importantly, as you rest in him. Because as you rest in him, his love will flow through you. His grace will flow through you. And you'll find that the people that used to annoy you and try their best probably still to annoy you won't annoy you as much because you're not actually dealing with them in your human strength anymore. But you're dealing with them with the love of God and the grace of God. And you will find yourself in a place where you can say, you know, I'm sorry if I've hurt you. Or I forgive you. Or, you know, somebody who's really done bad things to you and say, look, call around anytime. And it just is so refreshing. Because we show grace, because grace has been shown to us, because at the end of the day, we all deserve to go to hell. We all deserve definitely not to get into heaven. Of ourselves. Because of ourselves, we are all rotten through and through. Of ourselves, we all have fallen short of the glory of God. Of ourselves, we could never, ever, ever do enough to pay for the things that we've done wrong. But praise God for Jesus. We don't have to. Because he did. He was and is sinless. Made in the image of God. Made as us but without sin. And he died for the sins of the whole world. So we wouldn't have to. And because of his righteousness, we have been made righteous when we accept him and we come to him. And that is grace. God has given us all the goodness that he has. It's totally undeserved, unmerited. Absolutely nothing that we have done for it. But God has given it to us freely. Because we believe and we receive Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. And that is good news. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. And so we get to be in heaven with him forever. We get to fellowship with him right now. Because of Jesus. And because of what Jesus has done. Not because of what we've done. And so therefore, because of that, that should, because I'm getting full of joy as I'm preaching this, that should fill you with joy, because that's wonderful. That is good news. And as it fills you with joy, you then want to please him who has made you feel that way. You want to please him and walk his way because of his love and his acceptance of you. And that is how he changes us. And that's why we can be at rest. And that's why we and how we can be full of love and full of grace. So as I said, we're faced with choices every day. And every day during the day, we are faced with multiple choices. we get the choice and opportunity to slip, which we will do. But hopefully we will do it less and less. And we'll continue to walk with him and allow him to flow through our lives. Allow his love to be seen in and through our lives. And we will make that choice, the good and the perfect choice, to be his Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, people who exhibit the grace and the love of God because he is in us and lives with us as we live in him and walk out this life with him and for him. So be of good cheer. Realize that yes, you may be able to do whatever, but you'll choose the better way. You'll choose the better way because of God who is in you. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.